For me, this book represents the long night I have left behind me. But for the thousands of my countrymen still held in the jails, for my comrades, some of whom have already spent 25 years in prison, it represents daily reality. They have been held longer than any other political prisoners in Latin America, perhaps in the world. The violence, repression, and beatings, the torture, the lack of mail, news, and visits, and the solitary confinement are facts of life for them. Today, at this very moment, hundreds of political prisoners are naked, sleeping on the floors of cells whose windows and doors have been sealed. They never see the light of day, or for that matter, artificial light. They are denied medical care and visits, and all because they refused to enter the political rehabilitation program. Photographs of some of the people I talk about in this book are included here, as evidence that those people really existed, really exist, that they are people with faces. Those who are still alive reside now in the United States, Venezuela, and other countries. I feel I should say that in my terrible pilgrimage from prison to prison, I did meet military men and women and civilian officials of great humaneness, men and women who helped as much as they could, and in so doing risked going to prison themselves. In order to protect them, their names and the favors they did us cannot be revealed. I do not want to conclude without recalling those to whom I owe my freedom and reiterating my gratitude to them. Their names are not written here because the list would grow much too long for a brief introduction, and also because there are people whose names I do not even know, people whose thoughts were with me, who anonymously worked to free me, help me, who did things for me I perhaps am not even aware of. To all of these I send, with this book, my best, the best from my memory, the best from my heart. Armando Valladares, Madrid, 1984.